Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Diana Dahlgren. Diana, what's cooking?
Girlfriend, nothing's cooking right now. I mean, except some tilapia and some steamed green beans. But in a few weeks, girlfriend, you know, I'm going to come back to my handy dandy kitchen. You know, I'm going to be baking up some crazy stuff, some confetti cake, some cookies. I'm all about the sweet tooth, unfortunately. But
what type of food did you bring to Phoenix? I didn't get to taste anything that you brought. What did you bring? Any baked goods to Phoenix?
Yeah, I gave you a chocolate covered peanut butter pretzel thing.
Oh, yeah. That tasted like it was, like, store-bought. It was so good. Like, I thought, like, someone else made those. You made those?
No. I didn't make those. No.
I mean what you made.
Girl, no. I didn't bring anything that I made because the last time I tried that, I tried replacing the flour for protein powder, and it ended up totally coming out with, like, bunk-ass oatmeal protein cookies that I brought to meet with me in Dallas, and I'm like so excited about it. I had a big old bag, and me and my roommate Brooke Morrow were just like, ugh, these things are nasty. But they were Kimoto approved. You know, he loves when you eat just protein.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no on that one. I would much rather eat a regular oatmeal cookie or something after a show. Screw the protein cookies.
I mean, I was trying to, like, you know, stay on track because we had Phoenix. I'm like, you know, let me just make some healthy cookies. Let's see. Let's try it out. Didn't really work out too well. So what I did for Phoenix was I just brought the good stuff. And then you hooked me up with that oatmeal cream pie. Oh, my God. So.
Oh, yeah. At the Olympia, you can find me backstage. I'll have oatmeal cream pies. I'll probably have Rice Krispie treats. And I don't make any of it. I get it all store-bought, and I bring it in my boxes, and we'll pass them out. Everyone, you guys are like freaking vultures in Phoenix, so.
Oh, well, no. Here's the thing is I was walking around Big Lots the other day. You know, just, I think I was looking for stuff because I'm making goodie baggies, right, for the girls. I'm making 13 goodie baggies, and I'm giving them to the girls. Like, you get one, and Dana Graham gets one. Oh, yeah, girl, I'm going to put some little, I mean, besides the candy, I'm going to put some other stuff in there. So, but I was looking at Big Lots for some stuff, right? Because you just, like, you need bulk items, and it's, like, stuff gets expensive if you go to, like, the normal retail stores. And I was in the food aisle, and I walked past Little Debbie's freaking oatmeal cream pies. I'm like, damn, but it wasn't the normal size ones like you gave me. It was like the big, it's called
Jumbo.
Big pack or whatever, big cookie or whatever. The thing is, I've had it before. They sell it at, like, you know, 7-Elevens or whatnot, but it's the big ass cookie with a lot of cream in it. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get down on those as soon as I am done competing at the Olympia. I'm so excited. I shouldn't be going to the grave for all this crap I'm gonna eat, because really I'm gonna eat like one of each, and then I have to be done because I have lots of work coming up. So I can't be like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go and gain 20 pounds, you know?
Was that all you did this weekend? Was go to Big Lots, or did you do anything else fun?
That's my life, Big Lots.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I wanted to know if you were doing anything else exciting. Just Big Lots, that's it?
No. I went shopping yesterday, actually, because I was like, God, I got to get down on some Labor Day sales before it closes. Ooh. So I went to Sports Chalet. I was all excited talking to my girlfriend today. I'm like, I went shopping yesterday. She's like, girl, did you get some nice clothes, like a nice pair of jeans? I'm like, no, I got a new running outfit. Like... Like, really? I'm like, yeah, new running clothes. Works out perfect for me.
Nice. Did you get any
shoes?
What
did you do, though? Oh. What's going on in Chicago on Labor Day?
Oh, Chicago on Labor Day. I've been moving this weekend.
Moving. And you were telling me you got a big brand new kitchen that you're probably not even going to use.
Yes. So we got the house, so we moved this weekend, and you know, you don't realize how much crap you have until you start moving it all. And I actually still had, I know this is really awful, I still had stuff in a garage at my ex's house. Like like a lot of shit. So I had to go there first. And like, luckily he's been like very nice and accommodating, because we didn't have any storage or anything. So I left a lot of my like yearbooks and old clothes and just, you know, a bunch of crap and books over there. So this weekend I went and like picked it all up finally. So all my stuff.
How long have you guys not been together?
Oh my God, it's been like well over a year.
Holy shit.
I know. It's my dad, and he's been very nice and not like throwing my stuff out on the curb or anything. So I finally got all my stuff out. I moved it all, because now we have a basement. So I moved all that garbage and shit down into the basement. And, the problem is you when you start going through your boxes and your old stuff, it's like, oh, I remember that. I got to keep that. And I remember this. I got to keep that. So I've been trying to stay very focused and, you know, open a box and look in it and say, okay, I haven't unpacked this since I moved up here in like 2004. This is a box that just kind of followed me from each place. You know what I mean? Like to the last four places I've lived. And I'm like, I'll grab like my grandma's Bible that's still in there, and then I'm throwing everything else out. So I would just chuck in boxes into the dumpster, not even looking in them. I was like, you know what? I haven't needed this in the last year and a half. I'm certainly not going to need it now. So it was a fun weekend, so we are finally all moved in, thank God. And yes, I have a ballin'-ass kitchen with stainless steel appliances, so now I think I have to learn how to cook. It's no more chicken and ground beef and brown rice. I think I'm going to have to learn how to cook. The good thing is that there's enough space for everybody, and we can have like Mike's grandma come over and help me learn how to make her really good food. So this off season was going to be wonderful for everyone, I think, because I'll be able to learn how to cook. So that was my weekend.
It's going
to
be a very celebrated off season too, because you freaking turn pro, then you debut in Dallas, do awesome there, and then you go to Phoenix 2 weeks later and you take second and you friggin' qualify for the Olympia. Like, what's up?
I know. I took second to some, like, random ass girl I don't even like. So, you know.
I know.
It is what it is.
Fuck that girl. I shouldn't say that. Oops.
Oh, no. It's all love. I love you, Diana. we know that. We talked about this before. We talked about the Tijuana Pro. This is just a show that you and I mentioned before on the show. It's kind of been up in the air because up until today, there were only two girls signed up to do it. Wiki Davis, who we talked a little bit about off air, she's won a show before. She's actually from the Netherlands. And then Christy Merritt, who is from St. Louis, and she qualified last year. She didn't place at the Olympia last year, but she did compete. So those two were the only two girls signed up forever to do the show. And the final list is up today, and there are quite a few more competitors. And I personally thought that there would be like 10 girls that would sign up at the last minute. But it turns out that there's only five. There's, Christy, there's Wiki Davis, there is Abby Burrows, who's done very well this year. She's placed third at the New York Pro, second at Shreveport. This is her first year as a pro. She's competing. Jenny Drennan is competing. And Tiffany Boyston is competing as well. So five girls out in Tijuana. I decided not to do it, because my God, I didn't want to compete a week out from the Olympia and travel like from Mexico to Las Vegas. So I don't want to give predictions at all, although, you know, I think Abby's a pretty much a favorite going into the show. But did you think that there would be more people signing up for this one?
Yeah, I definitely thought so, because there's always a hunt for an Olympia qualification, and I think that this is the perfect show for anyone trying to get a Olympia qualification. I mean, go for it, you know. It's pretty, I mean, to me, obviously Tijuana is not the most welcoming place with all the world news going on and like all the stuffy drug cartels you hear about. I mean, that's really scary. But the promoters, I've heard from everyone that they've done a great job in like securing shuttles and buses and really taking care of the competitors as they get. Competitors. I guess what they're going to be doing is they're going to be staying in San Diego, right next to the border. And then going, taking the competitors over the border for the day of the show. And then, you know, everyone's pretty much taken care of like that. So that should be good. And hopefully everyone will stay safe and no problems will occur. And then it's a pretty big purse, too, for the bikini. So, I mean, it's one of the bigger purses out of all the shows. So whoever's going to win that show, I mean, girl, I hope you go on a shopping spree. But I'm pulling for Abby, too. She's my home girl. So, Abby, if you're listening, got this.
Here's the thing I'm wondering. So, Abby Burrows is already qualified. And yeah. Jenny Drennan, she's already qualified as well, right? I'm 99% sure. And Wiki Davis, and you said she won a show this year, right?
No, she won a show last year.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
before last year's Olympia. That's how, yeah. And she qualified for last year's Olympia. She competed in last year's Olympias because she won that show. I think it was like one in friggin', I don't even know, like Ohio or some random Midwestern state. I don't know.
I got to just apologize to everyone because I would have known all of this. I would have all this information, but I'm without internet until tomorrow. And the wonderful Jeff, the producer, is sitting and recording all of this for Diana and I. And so I don't even have a computer up so I can look up and verify the information that we're talking about. So we're 99% sure that what we're saying
is
Jeff, right.
Did Jeff, the producer, say hi?
Yes. Oh, hi.
Jeff? Oh, yes, everyone.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, say hi.
Hi. It's so great to be on the show. Thank you, guys.
Oh, there we go. See, you caught on good.
Very, very nice. Good.
Okay. Well, I will put my sexy voice on, but I don't want to intimidate any of you ladies, you know.
That's right.
You've got a voice up, baby. It makes me hot.
Whoa!
Look at that.
Whoa.
I found the secret to Diana's heart.
This is just for the show.
But yeah, so either way, we will. let's hope your boyfriend's on. Following the Tijuana Pro, and we will give a recap of it next week whenever we do Muscle Girls next week. Once my computer's up and once we're all back on a normal schedule again. But you got anything on the table today, Diana?
Yeah, you know what? I decided this week that let's talk about some nutrition during the holidays. I found a good article on here on the internet, and it could really help some girls because, to be honest with you, a lot of people, you know, go out of control for the holidays. You know, parties coming along, you're going to be seeing family, you're going to be baking for everyone. So, you know, with my shopping this weekend, every single hobby store, every single grocery store, everyone's bringing in the holiday attire now. It's like, you know, we got the confetti Halloween baking mixes. We got a bunch of stuff. So, let's pull up this article here. And there's a few tips on here. The first one is saying steer clear of processed carbohydrates. I'm going to be pretty honest. You know, I'm blunt. So steer clear of processed carbohydrates, food containing enriched flour, you know, pasta, breads, cakes, cookies, crackers, everything. And then processed sugar, the big culprits here. Every packaging contains sugar, sodium preservatives, all that good stuff. So stay clear from that. I'm going to be a little bit more realistic on this one. I wouldn't say steer clear. If you're going to walk into a party and there's going to be a big old, you know, desserts everywhere, pick out your favorite one and have one, because the deprivation can cause a person to binge, which I'm completely guilty of. You know, that's like one of my bad habits is binging. So like if you go in there and you let yourself have one or two, just keep it simple. And then you won't end up eating, because I've gone to parties and they've had like tables full of junk. What do you think?
I definitely agree with you. What I've always told too is my clients when, you know, they are wanting to compete and they have like a wedding to go to, or they have some big event like a holiday or a function or something like that, I always say, you know, if you're going to have sweets, you're going to have your cheat meal or whatever, make sure you eat clean all day before you go to your party or whatever. So if you've got like a holiday party at night, eat clean throughout the day, have your, you know, normal meal, and then have your dessert at the party. And yeah, I totally agree with you. Pick your favorite one and eat one or two of those, whether it's cookies or a slice of pie or just a piece of cake or whatever, and then always promise yourself that the next day, first thing in the morning, you're going to do more cardio. Because mm-hmm. that way it's like, okay, not that it's going to completely cancel each other out, but as long as you make the extra effort, I think, that to tell yourself, okay, well, tomorrow, instead of doing half an hour cardio, I'm going to do an hour of cardio first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. You know, I think if you tell yourself that, you can stay sane, because I think you're definitely right. If you completely deprive yourself of it, you're going to go nuts at some point in, like, your bedroom, chilling next to the bed, curled up in a fetal position, eating like oatmeal cream pies, you know? So mm-hmm. if you kind of make it very simple and stick to your favorites, just, you know, a couple of them, I definitely agree with you. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then also, I mean, this isn't a tip that's in here, but it's like, plan ahead. If you know you're going to be going to a party, especially if you know you're going to like Aunt Susie's, and Aunt Susie always outdoes herself every year, and she has just food everywhere. Like, my mom tends to put food everywhere. You know, plan ahead. So you know next weekend you're going to be going to a holiday party, be super clean during the week, or be really good during the week, and make that your cheat night, your cheat meal. If you know that she has like some of your favorite cookies or pastries or your favorite lasagna, whatever, turkey and stuffing and all that good stuff. So that's a good way to prepare for the party too. Cheat night. The second tip on here is go ahead and snack. Keep plenty of easy, healthy snacks. So your apples, your fruits, your almonds, your maybe a protein shake in your purse. Basically, I would say that this is like a daily tip, right? That a lot of websites give out is snacking throughout the day, like 2 healthy snacks per day. So this is pretty much, I think, a tip that could go for any day. But keep yourself satiated. That way you don't go crazy at another party.
I do that. I always try to make sure I at least have like a decent protein bar. I know most protein bars are full of crap, to be honest. And that's just kind of how it goes, because they want to make sure they kind of taste good. And something's got to hold everything together. They're not 100% wonderful for you, but sometimes it's better if you get a low calorie, low carb protein bar. That's sometimes better than, you know, snacking on chocolate chip cookies or something. So if you know you're gonna miss a meal maybe while you're out, yeah, definitely I think take a shaker cup and a, you know, sample packet of protein powder and just keep it in your bag, and that way, you know, if you might miss a meal or might not be able to get a good meal in, you can at least get your protein in. And I've had friends that were kind of embarrassed to do that at like family functions, because they didn't want people to make fun of them. They didn't want their family to ridicule them, or like, you know, because it can get, people aren't used to seeing you do that if you're like a stranger's house, or like you're going with your boyfriend or a date to the party. They don't know who you are, and you're going to be up in the kitchen like shaking up a protein shake. I've done it in the bathroom before, and just like had a bottle of water or something and just made a shake in the bathroom and drank it in the bathroom, and you know, no one ever knew. I didn't have to have the conversation about why I'm doing that, because sometimes you just want to go out and you just want to have a good time and not have to talk about your diet or your training or your protein shake you're making. So if you keep all that stuff with you, it can be a lot easier on you, and still staying on your diet a little bit. That's what I think.
Yeah, totally. I went through that phase where I was like full on, like, I'm just going to show everyone how I'm training right now. I was so proud of myself. I think this is like in the very beginning. And I was like full on shaking my protein powder up like in the kitchen in front of all my family. And they're like, what are you doing? Like, it's 9 o'clock at night. Why are you making a shake? I'm like, dude, I got to get my protein in. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, No. Like, I went to the beach a few weeks ago, and I went with my brother and his buddies. We're riding bikes down the beach and stuff, and we're bar hopping. And I don't drink. I mean, I don't drink even when I'm in the off season. I just don't drink at all in my life. Like, and so we're going down the bars and stuff, and we stop, and everyone's eating, and I'm like, okay, it's my meal time. And I have like my turkey breast, or my turkey breast in my purse in a little plastic baggie. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go into the bathroom and just scarf it down real quick. And that's what I do. And you know, that people think, I've just heard so many comments in the past about the way that I comfort or get ready for shows and prep and stuff, that, and people ridicule, and it's like, I don't want to hear that stuff. I need to hear positive things and support. And so I'm not even going to take the chance bringing my Zip Chicken out in front of a bunch of people that don't know what I do, or, you know, that don't have any idea how, what it takes to prepare for a contest. I'm just going to go eat in the bathroom.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. I've done the same thing. Or if I'll go like sit, I'll go like sit in my car if I have to, you know, like, hey, I'm going to run out to my car. Michael and I have done that before. We just pull in the car and eat and then go back inside of the party or wherever we are. We've done that before, even going out to like a club or going out with like friends at night somewhere. Like, we'll just leave and go have a meal in the car and then come back in. So there's definitely alternatives if you don't want to have the conversation with people at a party at a house.
Yeah, exactly. Save yourself the questions too if you're tired. Okay, so the next tip is have a treat: sugar-free popsicles, sugar-free Jello, hot chocolate, diet sodas, tea sweetened with Splenda, Crystal Light, curbing the sweet tooth, but make sure not to have too much artificials. Keep it in moderation. I completely agree with this. I love sugar-free products. I put them in my protein shakes. Like, I make a vanilla, like last night I made my vanilla protein shake with pistachio, sugar-free, fat-free Jello mix. I put like a tablespoon in there. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
We do that. We make the little protein cake where we take the egg whites, the pasteurized egg whites, with a scoop of protein powder, some Splenda, some cinnamon, and then we'll take like the cheesecake, sugar-free Jello mix, the pudding mix, and you mix all of that up and you nuke it in the microwave for like 30 seconds and it comes out in this little like puff protein cake. Yeah, you can put those mixes in like anything and they taste delicious. You can even make popsicles with like Crystal Light and sugar-free Jello mix. In the freezer, so you can make your own freezer. I've never done that before. I've never made my own popsicles like that, but I've heard people have done it.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, girl, they're so awesome. I make them all the time.
That's my next adventure.
Yeah, the fruit punch one, fruit punch flavor by, what's that? Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah,
Hawaiian Punch. That stuff's the bomb. But they now make a to-go packet that's sugar-free, low-calorie, obviously. It's only, like, 5 calories per serving. It's so good, and it's really rich. Like, the original product they have that's not the diet, you know, the sugar-free and all that. So that's a good tip. Very good tip. If this is what curbs your sugar tooth, definitely a great one, because that tip right there is one that I use probably every day. The next one would be hydration. Hydration. It says on here, hydration equals energy. And hydration will only keep your system flushed, but will keep your energy levels high. Drink at least 8 ounces of water a day. 8 ounce glasses, and avoid rich sugary drinks like eggnog, cider, seasonal coffee drinks, and of course alcohol. Well, here's the thing. A lot of my girlfriends, I'm 21 years old. I hang out with a lot of like young girls who are just freaking partying their ass off, right? Well, they ask me, how do I lose weight? And I'm like, you're going to have to cut the drinking, honey bunny. Like, sorry. That's just, it is what it is. But now I've seen a lot of my friends lose weight while maintaining drinking, and I kind of ask them, you know, what they do, and a lot of them just drink vodka. So I'm going to be helpful to those who still want to have a cocktail at a family dinner. Have a shot of vodka in your mixed drink and make sure it's like a vodka with lemon, or if you got sugar-free eggnog, friggin' mix it up. Like, you can have a drink. Like, it's all about moderation here, and it's the holidays. You want to enjoy yourself, you know, not deprive once again.
That's exactly what we do. You can get
like to get pills in your drink though, right? And pass out from time to time in the club.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're going to drink, just make sure you mix it and no one else touches it, so you don't pass out and puke all over a club when you're there and you look like a drunk girl who can't handle her drinks. But what we do that too. We'll have just vodka. vodka on the, my goal would be the vodka on the rocks with like lime. I can't do that. I gotta have like the diet tonic water or something with it. Which is fine. You can even do vodka and water, honestly, and to kind of dull it down a little bit. Yeah, because I think too, if you're gonna eat clean, you can have the drink. You know, we like to do like one or the other almost. You know, I'm not gonna eat a completely shitty meal and then have some beer. Like, that is all gonna sit into your stomach, and that's gonna go right to your ass. Yeah. Pretty much. If you do it in moderation and you do something like vodka, I think, you know, you can mix that with your diet drink if you want. But with the hydration thing, I'll give a quick little plug to Hydralyze Ultra because they're great, awesome water company that Jack Titone and his wife Antitone run. It's cellular hydration water. Just, you know, I know we've talked about it before on the air, but it actually helps rid your body of toxins and it keeps you hydrated more throughout the day. So if, you know, you need to drink, you know, 4 liters. I like to try to get 4 liters in a day. Like, I have a liter bottle. I try to fill it up 4 times because you got to stay hydrated, especially if you're going to drink at all, and especially if you're going to be eating kind of yucky food. You know, you never know what exactly you're going to end up eating throughout the rest of the day. So the best thing to do is try something like Hydralyze because it helps keep you hydrated longer and faster. So check out HydralyzeUltra.com too, and you can order a case of water, which is awesome too. And Jeff, I think we might have lost Diana.
The spyware was scanning and restarted the computer while we're recording. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I don't think you heard what I was saying, though.
Are we still now? Are we still on?
We're still on. We're rolling,
dude,
girlfriend.
This is
we're
awesome.
On
the air. Okay, so what were we talking about before we got disconnected?
We were talking about, well, first of all, you got off the air, I think, and I just kept talking, so I don't think you heard anything I just said. But what I was talking about was Hydralyze Ultra, the Jack and Antitone's company that they have, the water company. It's cellular hydration water, which is great, actually, for keeping you hydrolyzed, or keeping you hydrated. Hydralyze Ultra is a great product for that because it helps rid your body of the toxins. You know, while you're eating all of these foods and while you're drinking, you want to stay hydrated and all that. It's a great product to help rid your body of toxins, and the cool thing is it gets in your cells faster. It keeps you hydrated faster and longer. So for anyone, I kind of gave out the info. If you go to HydralyzeUltra.com, you can order just a case of water. Let them know that, you know, you heard it on RX or you heard it from me and Diana on Muscle Girls, Inc. Because it's an awesome product. And believe it or not, it's got a little bit of silica in it, which is like silicone. So it's a really smooth tasting water. I can chug a bottle of water without even putting any crystallite in it and it tastes delicious. So on top of only drinking alcohol, also drink it with your Hydralyze because the vodka will get into your cells faster and you'll probably get drunk faster, so be careful if you're going to do that.
So our last tip of the day is hydration. Make sure you hydrate. We want to make sure you hydrate with Hydralyze Ultra. That way you can get drunker, faster, less drinks, less calories, less hangover. It's great.
And done. I like it.
I know. I'm drinking my Stater Brothers water right now. And I'm like, they always add, you know, minerals so that it tastes good. And I'm like, God, it tastes so good. I'm like, I want to try Hydralyze Ultra and see if it tastes better. Because I love good tasting water. There's such a difference.
I bet you it will. I'll see if I can bring you a bottle of DO.
Oh, that's perfect. Bring me a bottle because I'll order it up from them.
I'll bring you a bottle. We'll do a product review on Hydralyze Ultra next time after you drink it.
I know. We need to do a product review actual episode. What else were we supposed to do a product review on last week? We were talking about it. I can't remember.
I don't know. I know we were talking about amino energy at some point.
I like that.
Very, very good. What I've done with amino energy actually is I take the fruit punch and I take the orange and I do one scoop of fruit punch and one scoop of orange because 2 scoops is 1 serving. And so I do the 2 flavors, mix it together. Delicious. You got to get creative. I get creative with my supplements. I haven't gotten creative with the food yet, so I got to start getting better about that.
God, but, girl, I wish I was blessed with your mindset, because seriously, I'm always trying to think of like how I could do this, how I could do that to my food, so I don't have to like gag when I eat it, you know?
Yeah.
No, but I think it's more like the mentality of like, okay, I got to eat, you know, meat for 6 times a day. Like, I don't really, I started cutting out protein shakes a long time ago, because your body works a lot harder when you have, you know, whole foods in your system.
Yes, I agree 100%. Yep. When I first started lifting, I actually had like 3 protein shakes a day on top of like 3 meals. And once I switched to mostly whole foods, and I may have 1 shake a day, maybe. Sometimes I don't even have a shake. I just have all whole food meals. Yeah. Once I switched to doing that, I made such better gains. I felt better. I looked better. Which protein shakes are absolutely great. You know, I'm not knocking them at all. You know, I love my 100% whey, my Hydro Whey, and things like that. But yeah, once I switched to mostly whole foods, it made a big difference. So you gotta eat food.
Yeah, completely. That's important for me to say too, is I'm not knocking my protein powder, because God knows I talk about it every week, how I've made something with my protein powder in it, like my protein pancakes. I love those. Great flavors. But like, especially towards coming closer to a show, that's artificials. I cut out all the artificials. You know, you got to get that junk out of your system, or not junk, but, you know, just got to get the artificials out. I don't want to get in trouble. So, whole foods, a lot better. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, Diana, I wish you all the best the rest of this week. And the next week will be our final show before the big O.
Dude, I'm so excited. Aren't you excited?
Yes. I don't want to say I'm nervous. It's just like, this is all happening so fast that it's hard to like savor the moment. I haven't been able to savor anything, any of the accomplishments this year, just because you're, you know, getting ready for the next one. It's getting ready for the next one. So, I'm excited once, you know, the Olympia is over and I can take a break and just kind of sit back and enjoy life a little bit. Michael is now in full off season. Trust me, he's been baking a cake every night. And by the morning, it's gone.
Shut up. He's getting fatter than a cow pretty soon.
Believe it or not, he still has abs. This dude's metabolism is nuts. So there's been cakes being made in my house every night, and I maybe get like a bite, and then that's it. Like, I don't get anything. So I've been good, because it's been tempted to eat it. So I look forward to making my own cake and eating it by myself, not sharing with it after
you. You could text me anytime, girlfriend, and be like, Diana, I want to eat the cake, but I don't want to eat the cake.
And then I'm going to send you a picture of the cake and say, please let me eat it. It's so good.
And then I'll say, girlfriend, we're going to eat that after the Olympia.
Perfect.
As soon as we step on stage, I might bring a confetti cake for both of us.
I like it. Eat better.
Sounds good. It's a plan.
Okay. It's a plan. Well, that does it for this half of NGI. Diana, I'll talk to you next week.
I know, girl. Good luck with prep, and I will talk to y'all next week.
Sweet. Alrighty. We will be back right after this.
Muscle Girls, Inc., the next generation. Is pain during your workout slowing you down? Try Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Developed by Dr. Craig Banks, a chiropractor and a bodybuilder, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream is a topical formula that penetrates the skin and decreases inflammation and pain. Its unique blend of over 20 different natural anti-inflammatory ingredients has helped people across the country to work out with less pain. Kodiak is safe, effective, and it won't leave you smelling like a medicine cabinet either. A 4-ounce bottle is only $25 and lasts a long time, as a little goes a long way. To order your 2-month supply, call 330-678-2225 or go to KodiakCream.com. Get yours today and work out with less pain. KodiakCream.com.
Are you tired all day, not making the gains you like? Are you taking a long time to recuperate from your workouts? Then you may be suffering from sleep apnea and not even know it. Sleep apnea affects over 68% of athletes, and it may be interfering with your performance. WinningEdgeSleep.com was developed by IFBB pro athlete, Dr. Derling Castro, to help athletes find out if they have this problem and how to fix it. WinningEdgeSleep.com, because sleep is the most anabolic agent there is. WinningEdgeSleep.com. Visit them today.
Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, BPI, BSN, Optimal Nutrition, Gasparri, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or Metabolic Nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of PSN products and receive a PSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. Here is a powerful new line of nutraceutical products that prepare, optimize, and repair your body to get the best results before, during, and after your workout. Gear utilizes the latest advances in food science and the purest form of raw ingredients to ensure that you are getting the safest and most effective physical results possible. If you're looking to take your physical performance to the next level, Gear is the answer to obtain and sustain those results. It's time to experience the difference with Gear.
This is IFBB Pro Michael DeVittori from Team Gear. Come see me and the full line of gear products at our official launch taking place at the MPC Nationals in South Beach, Miami, November 18th, 2011. See you there.
Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I am now joined by IFBB figure pro Ella Horton. Ella, thanks for coming on Muscle Girls today.
Thanks, Christina. I appreciate it.
coming off of a very nice couple of qualifications, I'll say. You placed third at the IFBB Optimum Pro, which was in Shreveport, and then you also placed third at the Roper Super Show. So how does it feel to now be qualified two times over?
Oh, yeah, it feels incredible. The first time was amazing. I was really excited with that qualification. I didn't know what to expect. There were a lot of girls in the show. I saw the lineup. former Olympians were in the lineup. I think there were over 20 women in the show. So I wasn't sure what to expect. It was my first show of the season. And, I just really had to try to get ready as best as I could. I'm a little slow with the start of the season, so I was kind of concerned about being ready and, where everybody else was going to be. But all I could do was do my best, and it worked out. So I was really happy. And over the summer, I, talked with my trainer, tried to think about what I was going to do next, and decided not way in advance to do Europa, kind of decided to do something before the Olympia, but then decided to do Europa and had to crank it up quite a bit for that. And I think my goal was to, hopefully make the top call out. I was just hoping to make the top call out. So to get third was fantastic. It was just like icing on the cake. I was really happy. It was a, another great lineup of women, some already Olympia qualified, and so I just really was very pleased.
Now, you also took ninth last year, I believe, at the Kentucky Pro. So what changes did you want to make between then and now? Because, jumping from ninth to a qualification is huge. So what changes did you try to make to your physique in that time frame?
Right. Just wanted to get some feedback from the judges. I was pleased with that. It was like my pro debut. And, again, I keep getting in these shows where there's like 25 women in them. But, and some of them were coming off the Olympia stage, just a couple of months before to Kentucky. So, my goal there was to place. I just really wanted to place, and had recently gotten with Kim Otto just a few months before that, and did what I could for that show. Wanted to make some improvements from Masters National, which is where I got my pro card in the summer, and then after that show, got some feedback and just started trying to bring in my lower body. I've always, ironically, kind of been the opposite of a lot of women. A lot of women have the legs and the lower body, but they kind of have to work on their backs and their shoulders and, all of that. And I sort of was the opposite. I needed to kind of bring in my legs a little more and kind of round out my shoulders and try to bring my waist in and, things like that. So I worked in the off season to try to accomplish those things, and by May, I think, some of it had come together, maybe better than, Kentucky, so.
I gotta say, that hasn't seen your photos, you do got some popping little delts going on. You've got some good shoulders, so I think you've definitely improved there, because they're looking good now.
Yeah, thanks, Christine, appreciate it.
They look good. So, the biggest thing, I know that there was a lot of talk even on the RX threads and some of the other kind of women's forums around the industry about how old you are. Now, I know women, of course, don't like to talk about their age, but last year, 2010, you, like you just said a minute ago, you got your pro card at Masters Nationals, and you not only took first in your class for 35 and older, you also got first in your class for 45 and older. And I just got to ask you, for all the inquiring minds out there, how old are you?
Right. I turned 50. Last month in July.
And that's incredible. And so a lot of people, and just everyone listening too, we chatted off the air a little bit, Ella and I said, man, girls that are like 25 wish they had a body like yours. It's like, I wish I had a body like yours, let alone who are 5 or 50. So huge kudos for that.
Thank you.
I know that you've got to be an inspiration not only for, women in general, just for what you've been able to accomplish in the short time that you've been pro. Now you are Olympia qualified after just turning pro last year. So what's it like? kind of at your age. I know it sounds bad to say at your age.
Yeah.
So is it a little different, you think, being a
coach? I think it is. I think it is to some degree. To be quite honest with you, 20 years ago, I probably would not have competed. I don't know that my work life, family life, whatever, would have allowed it so easily as now. And I don't know that I would have had the self-confidence that you and so many of the other women have at that age to stand on stage and, you know, do your thing. I guess I'm somewhat of a late bloomer, and got more self-confidence, I guess, about my body and myself to feel comfortable, you know, doing that. So, you know, I don't know that I would have done it 20 years ago, to be honest with you. But I've, you know, was athletic as a young person and really never let that totally go. I do have two children, and, you know, I've always just tried to be active to some degree, never totally let go of the gym or fitness or anything like that. And probably about 7 years ago, I really got more involved in working out and training, if you will, because I was thinking about doing like a triathlon. I'm a pretty good swimmer, and so I think part of that is part of my upper body development over the years. It was kind of the conditioning from that. So I kind of had a back and had some shoulders and things like that. And everybody was like, oh, wow, you swim? Because that's usually the hardest leg for a lot of triathletes. And so I said, yeah, I swim. That would be the easy part. You know, it's just kind of getting the running down and all that. And so I toyed with that and was kind of in a mode of training for that. And subsequently, after about a year or so, my knees just really started to bother me. And I said, you know, I just can't deal with the running, particularly any kind of long distance running outside on pavement. I just can't do it. So I said, but you know, I enjoy the training. I mean, I like being in the gym. I like, you know, the interaction with people in the gym and just training in that way. And so I had a friend in the gym who was competing in figure. And she said, you know, you should do this because you have the framework to do this. And I had never even been to a bodybuilding show. So I went to check out a show and enjoyed it quite a bit, but still didn't quite have the courage, wasn't so sure. You know, just continued to work out. Another year went by, and I went to another show, and I said, you know, I think I can do this. So that subsequent season, I started preparing myself to do a show and just got a lot of good help and support from competitors and decided to do a local show. And that's when it started, and that was June of 2009, if you can believe that.
So what do your kids think about all this, I gotta ask?
Well, I have boys, and so they might have a little different thought about it than maybe girls might, and, you know, so they're like, you know, a little bit embarrassed, but then like a little, you know, think it's cool, and that kind of thing. So they're good with it. They're good with it.
Now, is it... We, you know, obviously touched on it being a little bit different as maybe you get a little older as far as your confidence and everything. But do you think, I've always found personally that I see women who are just a little bit older, and even when I went to Masters Nationals this year, the muscle maturity is just so much better, obviously, once you get a little bit older.
Yes.
Now that you're 50, a lot of women, especially, I guess I should say men start to think about retiring around 45 or so. Well, obviously, you're well past 45. But
yeah.
You see now your career headed. I mean, your body is still in incredible shape, and it's awesome that you stayed active and everything even before you decided to compete. So where now do you see your own competitive career heading from here?
You know, I'm going to go to the Olympia and savor every moment of that experience. And then we'll see what happens after that. You know, clearly, I don't see myself, you know, 5-10 years from now doing this, you know, but I feel very honored to have competed over these last 2 years and to have, made the progress that I have made physically and to make it to the Olympia stage. So to be honest with you, if nothing ever happens after that, I'm good. I'm more than happy and honored and blessed and so forth, so, and appreciative of it all. So I hope that I do have a career after the Olympia, but it, you know, it's going to be what it is. I have a few little twerks. I mean, it's hard. I train, and I train hard. But is it as hard as I could have trained 10 years ago? Probably not. So I do what I can and try to make those improvements and just keep going. But I understand that, 5 years from now, I could easily not be doing this. I may not be doing this 2 years from now. So I'll just kind of take it as it comes.
What, one day at a time. I like it. Well, when I was in Pittsburgh, I was with some of the women who had been competing for several years at the Masters Nationals, and they were, saying, oh, man, this is my fourth or fifth time here. I'm really hoping for the pro card now. So what advice can you give the women who, still compete in the Masters divisions, that they're trying to push for it, and they're really trying to get to where you are right now? What advice can you give them as they're still pushing through?
Yeah, I am definitely trying to be inspirational in that regard. Pushing through, it's not as easy, but I think you raised a good point. I think on a lot of levels at an older age, you do have the advantage of maybe having some muscle maturity. Figure still is very much a beauty pageant with muscles, if you will. And so I think they do have that advantage. I look at the women who are going to be competing in Olympia, and if you had to say who's over 35 and who's not, you've got a pretty nice group of over 35 women, women over 35 who are going to be at Olympia. So I think that you just keep pushing forward, and you can make changes in your body. I mean, I've made quite a few changes over the last 2 years. If I look at pictures when I started just 2 years ago and now, I mean, there are big differences. So, it may not be as easy. I don't know that. I'm sure women who are younger say, God, I work my butt off. It's hard. So I think we all have struggles and things that we, have to try to push through and get through. But I think the important thing is to know that you can continue to grow and by growth, I mean make changes and tweak things and, still develop your muscles where you need to and try to tighten where you can and, just pull things together. So I think I'm hopefully an example of that it can be done and that you can still make changes, even though you might be over 35 or you might be over 45. So, Masters National was a great experience for me. There's a lot of women who are who have been competing maybe for a little while and some who haven't. So it's a mixture and, I think it's a great show and I think they ought to just keep plugging away and, I think as time goes on, you are going to see more women in the sport. And so I get, a lot of feedback from women who say, thanks, I'm still working at it and I'm going to keep going. So that's my best advice. I think, the biggest thing is to know that you can still evolve, if you will.
Very perfectly put. I love it. Well, thank you so much for giving us your the IFBB Figure Pro Ella Horton's words of wisdom on Muscle Girls, Inc. I like it.
Thanks, Christina. I missed you in Dallas, actually, so we have to try to reconnect.
I know. I will, if I'm not competing at the Olympia, I will definitely be at the Olympia. So hopefully we will definitely connect once we're there together.
Okay, awesome. Look forward to it, and thank you so much.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.